Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The birthday for the church is on a Jewish feast day. That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to explain.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, David, I thought it would be good for us to take a moment, talk about the Feast of Pentecost and its significance for the church.
The law was given to the nation of Israel as they were on their way to receive the promised land, and it would function as the constitution for this newly redeemed people of God. Then in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, some 1,500 years after the first one, a new people of God came into existence when the Spirit of God came to baptize believers into the body of Christ and permanently indwell them, and so form the church. And so the day of Pentecost marks the birthday of the church, and so it's a very important day.
We've talked about the church beginning on the Feast of Pentecost, and some say that because of this, the rapture will also occur on a Jewish feast day, on the Feast of Trumpets, for example. David, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, I wouldn't hold that view for several reasons, and I know that you don't either. First, I would say that it could happen on the Feast of Trumpets, but only because it could happen on any given day. This is the doctrine of imminency, and that means that the rapture could happen at any moment because no prophecies must be fulfilled before it takes place. And I think this is a main reason why the rapture doesn't have to happen on the Feast of Trumpets as well. If the rapture must happen on the Feast of Trumpets, then that means that there are 364 days in every year when it couldn't happen, so it wouldn't be imminent. And another reason would be that the Feast of Trumpets is for Israel, and God won't be dealing with Israel again until Daniel's 70th week, which begins with the Antichrist affirming the treaty of Daniel chapter 9, because it will take some time after the rapture of the church for the Antichrist to rise to power over the revived Roman Empire. On the other hand, I do think that Christ will actually return to the earth on the Feast of Trumpets as the first of the fulfillment of the three fall feasts yet to come.
David James, with his Bible in his hand, explaining how the birthday for the church actually happened on a Jewish feast day. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. As we look at biblical history, we can see that God has a plan for the Jews and for the church. He has separate plans for each of his people. In the past, the Lord gave seven feast days to the Jews. These seven holy days were given to the Jews so that they could recognize that Jesus Christ was the Jewish Messiah. And this is because he fulfilled the first four feasts in his death, burial, and resurrection, and then he brought these two peoples together in the Feast of Pentecost. In the future, the Lord will bring them together once again on the Feast of Trumpets, when the Messiah comes back to earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...